under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see, don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Come, gonna take a stand, spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Welcome back into the show. This is the second hour on this Hump Day Wednesday, October 4th, 2023 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Got Randy and Gina down in the Fenton area listening in on TuneIn app. Of course, Officer Chuck and Rick listening on Simple Radio in Genesee. He's working as a school cop today. Greatly appreciate you guys understanding the platform, Patriot Voice Radio Network. The radio station, of course, 97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan. The two websites, we're in the process of rebuilding those. But thanks to Jonathan Deek, the computer geek, we're back up and running. The stream player is. Podcasts are still a process that we're trying to rebuild into the new website. So those aren't available right now, but they will be back soon. And then, of course, the two phone apps, TuneIn and Simple Radio. Download the app TuneIn, one word, capital T, capital I. Download the free one. Do not pay for the premium one. And then open it and search for WYPV, We're Your Patriot Voice. That's the app for this show. It only plays, TuneIn app only plays this show, Your Defending Fathers, with Chuck and Randy Bishop. Now, it carries it live, and then at noon, today's show will start repeating every 3 hours. The other phone app is Simple Radio. Download Simple Radio, two words, capital S, capital R, and then search for the call letters of the radio station, WCHY. WCHY were constant hits of yesteryear. So do that on the apps. Get those in your phone prepared. The website, yourdefendingfathers.com for the show. The radio station's website is the call letters, WCHY.us. And then you're able to, if anything happens or if you drive outside of the listening area of 97.7, you can pick it up on your app or on the website. And if you have a newer vehicle, they have Bluetooth capabilities. They can connect your phone to your speakers of your radio. And you can listen like you're listening to 97.7 through the speakers of your vehicle. So greatly appreciate that. If you need help with any of that, give me a call after 12 noon and I can help walk you through it and get you all hooked up. Now, one of the things that's happening in Lansing today, third reading of motor voter registration. I talked to State Representative Neil Friske this morning about it. He is fighting the good fight. He's standing up, speaking out against these bills that the Democrats are ramming through in the House later today. Should be taking place roughly about 1-2 o'clock this afternoon is what Neil informed me. Got another state representative, Josh Shriver. He represents northeastern Oakland County and northern Macomb County, Romeo area. That's where former, I should say, current state representative Ken Borton, that was his former hometown of Romeo. That's where he grew up. That's where he went to school, ran some businesses down in Romeo. Well, I'm reaching out to State Representative Josh Shriver, who represents that area, kind of get some downstate state representative's perspective on things and what's happening in Lansing. So we'll get into all of that. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
If you are a PIE&G electric customer, call and get on the PIE&G Connect Express today. Call 800-423-6634 to get connected to the best, fastest, most reliable fiber internet connection in northern Michigan. Faster than Frontier, speedier than Sunrise, all at an affordable price. So call them today at 800-423-6634 and get on the PIE&G Connect internet train. All aboard!
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation. Or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today. Come join Vicki and I at the Constitution Boot Camp Saturday, October 7th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the AmVets Post in Elk Rapids, Michigan. Give a crash course in our U.S. Constitution. Learn how to read it, understand it, and then be able to hold our elected officials accountable using your new knowledge. Text the word boot camp to 231-360-5140 to receive the website and email address to register. Again, text the words boot camp to 231-360-5140. See you there.
Take out the paper. Little Travers Disposal in Harbor Springs supports this radio station, and we would like you to support them. Little Travers Disposal is locally owned with hardworking guys that provide professional trash disposal for your home or business. You're already spending the money. Why not support a Northern Michigan-owned company who supports us? So call them today at 231-487-0780. Again, 231-487-0780.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number two. The Democrats are pushing their agenda to be able to, in my opinion, push fraudulent votes through in next year's election. Going to be introducing third and final reading of legislation package, voter registration, Secretary of State's office. You go in to get a driver's license or to renew it. From what I'm being told, you will automatically get registered to vote, automatically. you will get automatically registered to vote whether you ask for it or not. The application will be sent to you automatically. This was a push back in the day with Terry Lynn Land, supposedly the Republican Secretary of State at the time. Very, very liberal, progressive Republican at best. Rhino, absolutely. Well, the Democrats are pushing it in Lansing today. You have to understand that this is a process, folks. And why they're pushing this, I don't get it. I do not get it. Because the process is supposed to be qualified voter files that are up to date and current. Dead people and people who no longer live in the state of Michigan should not be on the qualified voter files. Vacant lots, addresses pre-assigned by the post office with no homes on them, have ballots showing up as absentee ballots for that address when nobody's living there. Who's casting these ballots? Who's doing this? So I'm going to continue to reach out to the state representatives and see if I can get them on the show this morning to explain what's going to be happening in Lansing later today. Unbelievable. Just absolutely amazing, unbelievable to me how they feel they can push and ram this stuff through. But they are. They have the majority. They have the gavel. This is what you do when you have the gavel in your hand. Period. Other priorities. House Democrats' priorities include land value, ACA, and energy accountability. What the heck is energy accountability? Speaker of the House Joe Tate, Democrat from Detroit, approached the press on the House floor to outline House Democrats' fall priorities. A list including land equity tax packages, the Affordable Care Act codifications, energy accountability, and the Reproductive Health Act. Not on the list are the priorities that were outlined by the gay freshman Noah Arbit, Democrat from West Bloomfield, in a tweet calling out House Democrats, where he asked, when will the Michigan House prioritize passing these priorities shared not only by Democratic voters, but all Michiganders? Paid family leave and other priorities. This came out on Monday. This state representative wants to absolutely push this agenda of his in order to get these items on the agenda, but he doesn't see them, so he's calling out the speaker. This kid is a freshman. I believe he's in his 20s. He's standing up to his own Democrat speaker, calling him out on it. I give you kudos, brother. You are absolutely pushing your agenda. I get it. This representative, Arbit, mentioned paid family leave, auto no-fault reform, another version of it, repealing the Death Star, mental health parity, drives safe legislation, national popular vote, polluter pay, and utility accountability. when asked if those will also be priorities ahead of the November election, which could cost House Democrats 2 members, Tate responded, "We know where we're going to be here for a while. I always encourage my members to be able to talk about their priorities, and that's how we're going to continue on that path. We know that you're not always able to do everything at once, but we're able to go forward and continue to have these debates and conversations." Did you hear the list of what this kid is pushing? National popular vote, basically doing the end run around the Electoral College. Utility, energy, accountability. Paid family leave. Do you know paid family leave would bankrupt small businesses in Michigan? Paid family leave? If that gets passed, many people won't even have a job, you idiot. Small businesses are the main employer outside of the state of Michigan in our state. For now, Speaker Tate listed his priorities as being health policies that will codify the Affordable Care Act and passing the Reproductive Health Act. What is that? That's where they are going to pass legislation that will enshrine the abortion proposal 3, that was passed last year in 2022. When asked about an update on the Reproductive Health Act, conversations that he was having with State Representative Democrat from Detroit, Karen Whitsitt, who was the lone Democrat that opposed the package of bills coming out of committee, Tate said the conversations are ongoing with Representative Whitsitt. He's confident the Dems will be able to get the package across the finish line. Folks, there's only one way they can do that. All Democrats have to vote for this, all 56. 54 Republicans are against it. One lone Democrat, Karen Whitsitt, is against it. She's using it for basically her constituents in Detroit. Many are seniors. She says the Medicaid dollars need to go to seniors to supplement their Medicare. She doesn't want the money to go for abortions. House Budget Office put out a projection, $2 to $6 million of our taxpayer dollars will pay for abortions through Medicaid. Well, Representative Whitsitt is against it. So what are they going to do? They're going to try to find one Republican in the House that will break with their caucus and vote for it to replace the lone Democrat, Karen Whitsitt. It'll pass 56 to 54. You just replace one Democrat, one rogue Democrat standing up to our party, standing up to against their platform. They'll find a weak rhino somewhere. Maybe one of the Republicans that are in a swing district. You want to get reelected? We'll help you get reelected. We'll help you defeat the Democrat next year. But you have to vote for the Reproductive Health Act. This is how the game is played, folks. Finally, Speaker of the House Tate spoke about the big ticket item, at least according to Detroit Mayor Mike Dugan, however you pronounce his name. That is his land value tax plan, requiring property owners of blighted vacant property to pay a higher tax, causing them more motivation to come in, clean up their property, and possibly develop and build on it instead of vacant lots everywhere in Detroit. The mayor gave October 1st as the deadline for the legislation to move forward, for this legislature to move the package. Well, it came out of House Tax Policy Committee last week, but it hasn't been taken up on the floor for a floor vote yet. Tate responded by saying, we did the earned income tax credit, and we also repealed the pension tax. We want to be able to continue that throughout the state, especially for those that are in most, the most in need. The package of what Dugan wants was not taken up yesterday, even though all 56 Democrats were present. When asked about potential concerns resulting from Democratic attendance in the House, Tate said he's proud of his members and their consistent attendance in sessions, though he acknowledged that there are issues with their small, tight majority when one or two people can't show up. Why? If they don't show up, the Democrats, one or two of them, they don't have the 56 votes necessary to move anything. But really, at the end of the day, the commitment by our caucus has been stellar. Adding there has also been bipartisan support on some issues that the majority of our chamber really wants to see. Really? Bipartisan? Who are they, Speaker Tate? Tate did not bring up transparency and accountability legislation as required through the implementation of Proposal 1 that passed. Well, guess what? As of Monday, the clock is ticking. Proposal 1 passed, extending term limits, also required transparency and accountability. But Lansing hasn't passed the legislation necessary to implement Proposal 1. Many Republicans have been calling for it for weeks. State Representative Tom Kuntz of Clare, along with State Rep. Jay DeBoyer of Clay, Andrew Fink of Ocesa, and even others in the House Freedom Caucus, Neil Friske, Steve Cara, many calling for it. Well, they want to put forward via a resolution they introduced yesterday to create a committee to investigate whether State Representative Angela Whitwer, the House Appropriations Chair, Democrat from Lansing, has violated ethics and enriched personally by her former company, a lobbying firm named Edge Consulting. This woman is the chair, folks, of the House Appropriations Committee. If you want me to shut up, do your job, Representative Kuntz said. Whitwer's alleged connection to Edge as House Appropriations Chair could have been an honest mistake, but it represents a conflict of interest. We need an investigation as soon as possible. Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.